This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The commission looking into the September 11th attacks has prided itself on being bipartisan. The panel's unanimous findings will be released tomorrow, and they could fall victim to a growing political firestorm. Also, Democrats and Republicans are escalating their fight over which party is better equipped to protect the nation. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The political sniping began almost immediately after news broke that former President Clinton's national security adviser, Sandy Berger, was under investigation for removing highly sensitive documents from the National Archives. Berger said he inadvertently took the counterterrorism reports last year when he was doing research to answer questions for the 9/11 Commission. But Republican lawmakers said they thought there was something fishy going on, and that Berger might have been trying to protect the Clinton administration from criticism in the Commission report. In a written statement, House Speaker Dennis Hastert said he was profoundly troubled by the allegations, and then he asked this question: what information could be so embarrassing that a man with decades of experience in handling classified documents would risk being caught pilfering our nation's most sensitive secrets? Almost simultaneously on the Senate side of the Capitol, Republicans accused Berger, an advisor to Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry, of using the documents to help the Democrats' campaign. The papers reportedly include an analysis of the Clinton administration's counterterrorism efforts during the millennium and proposals to tighten security. Here's Republican Gordon Smith of Oregon.
Sandy Berger, we all know him, we've worked with him, but he has now been charged with taking highly classified documents, stuffing them in his trousers, using them for the Kerry campaign, and then admitting to destroying those documents.
But Democrats quickly cried foul. In fact, Berger has not been charged with anything. His lawyer also said he's returned most of the documents and that Berger accidentally lost the others. Even Republicans admitted they had no hard evidence that Berger had passed any of the information on to the Kerry campaign. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle questioned why news of the Berger probe, which has been going on since last year, would come out 2 days before the 9/11 Commission's report.
I do think the timing is very curious, given this has been underway now for this long. Somebody leaked it, obviously, with an intent, I think, to do damage to Mr. Berger, and I think that's unfortunate.
Later in the day, the Kerry campaign announced that Berger had decided to step aside as an advisor. Campaign spokesman Phil Singer accused the Republicans of using the controversy to divert attention from the 9/11 Commission's report. It's expected to fault counterterrorism efforts in both the Bush and Clinton administrations. Singer dismissed GOP allegations that Kerry had campaigned for more security at the nation's ports after getting his hands on the Berger documents.
John Kerry's been talking about port security for years. This has been a major vulnerability in this country for years and has gone completely unaddressed by a Bush White House.
Meanwhile, the commission began briefing congressional leaders on its report. It will call for a new cabinet-level director of national intelligence and stronger congressional oversight. Last night, Republican House leaders met with the commission's Republican chairman, Thomas Kane, and its Democratic vice chairman, Lee Hamilton. After the closed-door session, the lawmakers said they would consider what steps should be taken to improve domestic security, but they also put a decidedly favorable spin on the commission's findings. Congressman Chris Cox heads the House Select Committee on Homeland Security.
I was very pleased to hear Lee Hamilton say that because we haven't been attacked since September 11th, surely we must be doing something right.
The Republicans also said they hoped the report wouldn't become a political football, but then they again questioned whether Berger had impeded the investigation. A commission spokesman said that he had not, and that the panel was able to obtain all the information it needed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Key moments from the 9/11 hearings are at npr.org.